It's time for Light It Up with Ron Rose.
Mo is in the corner chair and God is in the room still hovering. On Saturday, January the 19th, 2002, God was hovering over imminent chaos at my house. At 7:38 in the morning, it felt like an elephant was sitting on my chest, and by that evening, I was unconscious in CCU with a ventilator tube down my throat after 3 heart events and coding 3 times. Yet, I was still alive, barely. My family was told if he makes it through the night, he might pull through. He's on the edge. By church time the next day, thousands were praying from California to Tennessee. They were asking God to give me life, and he said, yes. At 11 a.m. on Sunday morning, I woke up to what seemed like a 12-inch pipe stuck down my throat, an endless collection of tubes and wires connected somehow to my body, and a number of wide-eyed hospital staff for whom I will always be grateful. But I am most grateful for the hovering God who never left. Once the vent tube was removed, I was told the events of the last 24 hours, and I was speechless. I laid in that hospital bed counting breaths. During those first few days, on more than one occasion, I awoke feeling like I was floating between chaos and epiphany. And in the darkness of that room, I heard the voice, "You're not done yet. Get ready for what's next." On the day of my dismissal, my family doc and I talked about the week past and how close I had come to punching my ticket. Then he asked, "Have you noticed strangers coming to your door, peeking in, smiling and waving and walking away?" I said, "Yes." "They're the CCU staff and the emergency staff who worked on you for the first 36 hours. To them, you're the miracle man. They don't see people go through what you went through and live." Thank you, Abba, for more years. Thank you for never leaving, for hovering, and for giving me a what's next. I love living in the middle of yes.